We've got Auburn, Texas A&M, Kentucky.
There's nothing unusual about people in Tuscaloosa talking about college football. However, everything usual is about to change for these volunteers. They're at Alabama Possible's poverty simulation.
Remember that no healthy teenager likes to sit quietly at home, that a child who's not eaten all day will cry and complain.
The group gathers in a gymnasium. There's nothing on the walls, just groups of chairs in the middle of the room. Each cluster represents a family in the fictional town of Realville.
So put yourself into the shoes of the role that you're playing.
When everyone finds their seats, the rules are set out. So are the necessities of life in today's simulation. First are transportation passes. They represent the time and money it takes to get places. No passes means you can't go anywhere. The kids in Realville have to go to school. The moms and dads have to go to work. That is, if they have a job. This is a poverty simulation, so nothing is guaranteed. That's when I meet the Yarrow family. The family is made up of four women. Catherine Gould is assigned to be the grandfather. The grandmother, Adia Burl, is the breadwinner. The two children are played by Angela Martin and Monica Barton. Grandfather Catherine is disabled, so even though Adia works, times are tough.
What are we going
to
do?
Can we sell one of our microwaves?
Even going to the pawn shop to make ends meet doesn't seem to work.
Well, Eunice, I'll be real honest. I get stuck with cameras now because nobody buys cameras anymore. They use their phones.
The pawn shop in today's simulation is rigged against those living in poverty.
We can't food bank our way out of poverty, but also how it's really important to meet people's immediate needs.
Christina Scott is the executive director of Alabama Possible. She came to Alabama after working as a lawyer in Los Angeles.
My background in the law really gives me an understanding of systems so that we can build relationships and people can break down barriers to prosperity.
The group Alabama Possible works to create long-term change for families. The United Way is more worried about the here and now. Jackie Wuska is president and CEO of the United Way of West Alabama. She says her group has a special reason to want to host this simulation.
Our 211 helpline is ringing with calls for fans and assistance with utility bills and also school supplies. In a few months, it'll be winter coats.
There you go.
All right, we need to pay some bills and we need to buy some groceries. I need to go back to work.
Immediate needs are becoming a big concern for the Yarrows.
That family got evicted. They're on the ground.
Some of the smartest people in our group looked at their budget, realized it wouldn't work, and decided we're going to have to commit crime to make the situation work.
Ms. Wuska participated in the simulation through Leadership Alabama 2 years ago. She says one of the biggest surprises to her was what led people to crime.
While I was off trying to keep the utility bill, those were the exact people who were stealing from me.
I think it was just sitting there. You know, we're sitting at home together as siblings, watching all of this chaos around us, people trying to get resources, you know, other children stealing, our parents coming back saying they've been robbed.
One of the smartest people in the Yarrow family is their 9-year-old, played by Angela Martin. She does what she can to help her grandparents with figuring out how to pay the bills and where to find help, but there's a feeling of helplessness that leads her to see another way out. She's considering crime.
And so we felt hopeless. And so it's like, okay, what can I do to not just sit here and watch this happen around me?
Her crime career leads to more trouble for the Yarrow family, however.
Get some money.
See,
he's
a
crook.
$5.
Who?
You.
The police
have to pay the crooked cop $5 to not go back to juvie.
I think there are people that maybe towards the beginning of the simulation were trying to beat the game. The decks are stacked against them, and you can't necessarily beat this quote-unquote game.
That's Lindsay Turner, who worked as a teacher in the school in the simulation. Ms. Scott says in real life, there's only one way to beat the game. College.
How can we advocate so that we can build systems where college is expected, where it is affordable, and where it is really possible for everybody who's graduating from high school?
She's looking forward to going to college. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Alabama Possible helps students prepare their free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA for short. They also work with high school counselors to encourage students to attend college. Poverty simulations like this one are meant to create an emotional response and lead people who can to help programs like Alabama Possible. Participants can also find ways to make life easier for those living in poverty.
We did the poverty simulation with teachers from all over Morgan County. And one of the things that they realized is that these low-income parents don't have enough money to send to school for their children to go on a field trip. So they were going to arrange with their PTA to have a fund so that low-income children could participate in field trips.
This success story isn't the only one for the simulation. The Yarrow family has a happy ending as well.
Had money left at the end.
Mm-hmm. That's what surprised me too.
For APR News, I'm Allison Mullenkamp in Tuscaloosa.
She hasn't eaten in a week. She hasn't eaten in a week and is diabetes is acting up.